The Traveler's Journal, May 6th, Step by Step, from Land's End to John O'Groats. The English didn't exactly invent walking, they just perfected it. According to the London Times, more than 10 million Britons take one long hike a month. That makes walking the nation's second most popular pastime, after watching television. Hundreds of footpaths and lanes crisscross the countryside, across moor and mountain, along beaches, and down sheer cliffs. The premier walk in Britain is the Long Road, which stretches for some 875 miles from Land's End at the southern tip of Cornwall to John O'Groats on the northern edge of Scotland. Along the Atlantic coast, up the Bristol Channel, the path follows the border of England and Wales, across the Pennine Mountains and Lake District, over Hadrian's Wall and into Scotland. It continues up the Great Glen, past Loch Lomond and Loch Ness, and ends with a run along the Moray Firth in the North Sea. The footpath is rough in places, and for the most part devoid of any commercial intrusion. Many organized hikes follow Britain's Long Road, but most walkers simply stroll independently, covering various stretches as holiday time permits. Inns, hostels, and dining places are plentiful along the way, as are points where public transit provides easy access to and from the trail. For adventurous, energetic travelers who have the time, there's no better way to explore Great Britain from end to end, or to meet many of its citizens, than taking a walk on the Long Road. It's always pleasant to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.